You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Score! With Ben Johnson that gets people going, let's go. Yeah.
Honestly, that is a reason to want to beat Detroit because we took their coach.
Yeah, right. So, exactly.
Yeah, right. How that goes.
And if you donate enough, maybe he'll take his pants off. I don't know.
Man, that wacky Austin and Melissa from the US 99 Morning Show, they are up to no good. We do want to remind you they are up to some good, though, because if you want to get started by helping us beat Detroit, our sister station there, you can donate right now. Text GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 312-946-4995 and donate today to St. Jude. That is our drive. That is their radiothon. It is for a wonderful cause to help families deal with a horrible, horrible time. To be able to worry about one less thing is really what that is about. So St. Jude, wonderful cause. That is the US 99 Morning Show. Austin and Melissa, who wanted to let us know.
And if you're someone who watches the Spiegel and Holmes show, you'll remember Austin from taking his shirt off in Vegas and walking across the camera.
Or that time he wore Kim Mulkey's jacket to a Cubs game.
That is correct.
Austin is no stranger to the bit. So we thank Melissa and Austin. We thank Courtney Turner for coming on and chopping it up with us.
That was dope.
She had more stories off the air about her fantasy football team. So if you want to check those out, check out her podcast. It is called Holding Court. That is with a K. She's a lot of fun and a good sports fan. And it was great to have her on. Thanks to Tim Jenkins, as always. Check out his work at All Things QB on YouTube. And thanks, of course, to the man, Patrick Manley. That's Saturday, right, Lawrence?
Saturday, the Manley Awards. I'm looking forward to it at Bernie's Book Bank, which is just it's another one of those things that if you're at the end of the year and you're like, man, I'd love to give some money away to a good cause, Bernie's Book Bank is a great one to do that for.
For the kids. Thanks to Marshall Harris. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to Ray Diaz putting up with our lax break times all day today. Tyler Buterbaugh with an excellent open and production work as usual. Brandon Fryer. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis who help us out every single day on video and on social. And hi Lawrence. Hi Matt. How you guys doing?
We are delightful and ready to do some hot sports talk. Thanks for asking. It's warm today. Lawrence is excited, hoping that the snow and ice will melt.
That ain't happening.
Well, some of it is. It's falling off our building.
Yeah, be careful if you're walking around downtown. Don't look up, as the movie says, because you might catch one. But yes, I just need to get the alleys workable. That's all. That's all I'm hoping for, Marshall. I'm not hoping for a full thaw. I just need to get Chicago's alleys workable so that the garbage man can come through, so that the recycling man can come through, and so that everyone else can come through.
Here's my problem. If it thaws enough for that and then it gets freezing again, then you get a weird-ass ice creation in, like, formations that you didn't expect, and the slipperiness will be vast.
Black ice is deadly. Name my fantasy hockey team.
Oh, I like that.
Wait a second. Mark Grody just looked at us. Well, what's wrong, Mark?
I don't think that he can hear. He went walking down the hallway looking for Porth.
He walked on down the hall.
So I don't know how to stop
that
board.
I'll just be Grody. Bears? Bears?
Bears?
Bears? Bears? Birds?
Bears.
ISU?
Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica. That's one of the best TV shows of the last 25 years.
Sorry.
He's crackling.
There he is.
What's crackling, big fella?
Don't mind me. We just had to do a quick oil change here in the old update studio. Okay. $45. We're all
whatever
good.
Works for you.
Sir, can I show you this filter with the leaves in it?
I'll take the filter. Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop talking to me.
The synthetic oil change, you can go 5,000 miles.
Does your car stink when you put on the air conditioning? We've got
tires.
Something for that.
I hate when they show you stuff from the car. Okay, look, yes.
You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, do it. Another $30.
See, a normal car looks like this, but your car looks like that.
The shame. The shame aspect of car maintenance.
Done a terrible job.
And then I'm like, don't you talk to me. I got my filter changed to oil change. You're just trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
I did love the quiet stuff we just heard from Mark Grody. He's like, I think it's all set up. I love that. Yesterday, we had a moment, and Lawrence, I heard from a listener who did catch the moments that we thought might have been subliminal. We had a caller at one point who said, hey, guys, great show. And I went, you're right. You're right, sir. Very quietly. And then he said, yeah, great show. And I said, again, you're right. You're right, sir. And I heard from a listener who heard that 100%.
Well, Spiegel you said it
into a microphone.
Yeah, it was a mic, even though you're whispering.
True. It's true. I know I was whispering, but it felt like an aside just for us.
No, you love a good aside.
I really
because
do.
Like you giggled when I was like quietly typing in the corner doing show prep at the desk one time while you guys were doing a show.
I'd love extra conversations that are going on in addition to the regular conversations.
Instead of, you're right. You should be like, I know that's right.
Add that in next time.
I will.
What is it about that phrase that gets me?
That's right.
I don't know that. I know that if I don't hear Spiegel talk and I hear him typing, that's for sure. Are you the one that's always doing the this?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right.
Hey, don't break that thing.
Doing the PK.
Yeah, I close out the text window.
Sometimes I am.
Oh, it's the Ben Johnson press conference. Yes, Ben, I would like to ask you a question. Did you hear that? Typing.
Was it Peggy? Back in the day, it was
Peggy. Okay. She was like one of the only people smart enough to actually type down what people were saying.
Every word.
Instead of having to go back and then figure out what people were saying.
How dare you? I still wrote all of my sportscasts in the field on a notepad.
Hey, man, that's what you got to do. I miss the handy-dandy notepads of television stations gone by. Marshall, you work for a heavy-duty television station. Are there ABC7, like, reporter notepads that are available? And if so, could you grab me one just so I could have it?
There probably are. I think I had one in my bag.
Did you have one in Channel 2?
They gave me, like, a bag. No, at Channel 2 we just had reporter notepads. Yeah, like that.
Lawrence, all you have to do is walk to BBM. They have plenty. They've got good reporter notepads.
Grody did show me where the secret supply closet is, so
doesn't
I know now, now know where to go get
I
stuff.
I don't know where that is.
That's not real, that's why.
Grody took me to that, and I appreciate that from you, Grody.
Usually what I do is I'll just ask Porth. I'll be like, hey, I need a legal pad. He'll be like, y'all need a legal pad? I got a bunch of them right here.
Also, who in their right mind takes notes on that tiny reporter notepad? I do not. It's too small.
Put it in your pocket.
Well, I can't do that anyway because me and pants. But stenos. Stenos are my way.
Wait, what's Evernote? With you and pants?
I'm taking up space in there. I can't be doing
Whoa.
I can't be doing a notepad.
I'll say this. The notepad was great back when you used to be alongside a photographer. Once I had elevated myself above one-man band status and I wasn't actually shooting everything, he would just tell me what he was doing. I would just log it as we shot. So now I know where all the shots are.
On the very tiny important. Notepad, Steno is...
Like one line per action.
Steno is elite, man. You can get more on a Steno.
I just like this because it's good when you're in the locker room.
Sizable and functional.
And back in the day, like my little disc recorder... was the width of this pad. So you go in with that, and you know, some of the print guys, they do the trick of holding the recorder underneath.
Yeah.
And so, you know, guys think that they're just talking to someone who's writing stuff down and they're actually recording it.
It feels like a vestige of a different time. It's kind of like wearing a fedora with the press card in the ribbon.
I think you guys are a little off. There's still plenty of people who have the note, like Bears reporters.
Of course.
Like, notebooks have not gone away. That's not like an old thing. I mean, yes, there are more ways to do things, but there's nothing beats and nothing wrong with pen to paper. It's all
always dependable.
I still,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Take notes during Bears games with pen to paper. It feels good.
Yeah.
Feels really good.
Feels good.
It feels good. Yeah. Good. Wonder if Chris Emma does that.
He's
right
down the hallway. I just saw him.
He's here?
Yes,
he's here. Oh, he's over at BBM today?
He's probably got a notepad down there. I'll have to show you the secret supply closet at BBM, Lawrence.
I introduced Speaks to Glenn Marshall. I can't get that deep. No. But I introduced him to Glenn Marshall yesterday.
It's like the black Jason Benetti. Like, come in here. That voice. Like, oh, my sweet Jesus.
I'm happy that he's going to be over at WBBM doing some stuff. Yeah. So it's good to see the nephews are doing well.
Very nice to meet Glenn Marshall. Absolutely. So, you know, we had a conversation in the pre-show. I don't think there was a spot for Kyle Schwarber because you got Happen left. He can't play right. Maybe you could DH, but then you got to move, say it, whatever, like, and for this number. But it just feels so freaking wrong that he is going to end his career in Philly and will be, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And he'll go in as a Philadelphia Philly.
Yep, it's like Maddox. But Maddox was a good
one.
Do you agree that he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I do, give
him about 160 more home runs over the course of a five-year career.
I offer pushback on this can't find space for him. He can't just DH?
Well, you got Saya.
Yeah, he can just play right field.
Right, yeah, but
your
you don't want him to play.
Your DH needs to hit home runs, which is why I'm like, hi, position is open.
So walk me through that, why he couldn't play DH.
Because Saya is going to be your half DH, half right field, and the rest they're going to give to Ballesteros and Owen Casey.
I think you could just...
Not if Kyle Schwarber is there.
I understand.
Yes, what are we doing? This isn't enough offense.
So is this more you trying to reason like you think the Cubs are reasoning, not just like a normal person reasons, because a normal person, I think, would say Kyle Schwarber's your everyday DH.
But they're only going to get, I want him to get another offensive player at third base, whether they are for real on Bregman or Eugenio Suarez.
Okay. Do it there. I don't have a problem with that either.
Right. Well, I didn't bother to go down the path if they were going to get two, because they might not even just get one.
Let me ask you a question.
So like, just being realistic, there was no way in hell they're going
to
get two.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that that man can play, go from third base to second base?
Who's that?
Matt Shaw.
Oh, yeah, he's more natural second baseman than he is a third baseman.
Do you think you can move the second baseman back to shortstop?
Nico?
Yes.
Where are we putting Swanee?
Well, I think I would try to move him.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
That contract?
Can't be able to do it?
No, he's not at that money. $27 million a year.
They might move Nico. They might move Nico so they don't have to pay Nico. Then they can move Matt Shaw over.
Okay. Whatever you need to do to get better players. They just need better players. And when I say better players, I also mean a different profile of player. Because I saw what those guys did in the playoffs, and I saw what other teams were doing in the playoffs, and that profile doesn't work in the playoffs from what I saw. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like offensively, you need more, and to get more,
I know
need,
that's right.
You need you need a different profile of player.
Nice aside,
like I'd be so trying nice. To move guys that don't. I understand how they value defense and why it's so important, and it is. I'm not arguing.
So who
that.
Are you saying you want to move? Dansby?
He'd be one of the candidates. Yeah, there's several candidates.
Well, I don't know that. I don't think Dansby's contract is really movable.
Or Nico? Like,
I don't want to move Nico.
I don't want to move Nico either. But if you could give me a guy that plays like Nico with more power, that's kind of a
that's not Shaw.
Got to figure out
a guy who is Nico. No, with more power
move Shaw.
Listen, just on her team.
Mm-hmm.
Speak honest
he just
question.
Wasn't healthy.
Are you projecting that Matt Shaw is not going to be good?
No, not necessarily. I don't want them to wait and just assume that Matt Shaw is going to be good. Like
right.
It's his spot.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
third base is the natural spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to live in this space where I think about what they could actually do and what I want them to do.
Okay.
And I want them to go get like at least one more big bat, and they better go get a real starting pitcher, even though they got hampered with the show to money that they didn't think he was going to take. But I didn't think they're going to come up with five at 150, which is what Schwarber was going
to
be.
I want to get back to what you said about Schwarber specifically,
mm-hmm.
because I think the reason it bothers at least me so much is because of the career arc of Anthony Rizzo, where Anthony Rizzo came over via trade, and he talked about how in San Diego he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, and he found his way with the Cubs, and we know the rest is history. He became himself. He got his career. He was emblematic of how that team decided to operate. And you would think that a team who does that would have known that for $13 million when the time was up, that even then, when they were scrapped for payroll that was related to attendance, we understand that, that they would have found that space
for Schwarber?
To keep one of their people.
Oh, yeah. And they knew him. They scouted him. They knew him so well. They drafted him and loved him, and they saw what he did. And if there's anybody you were ever going to bank on from a person perspective, it's that guy. And that has proven to be what has lasted for him. Like, the way that everybody talks about him, what kind of leader he is.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Oh, yeah. I remember him, you know, doing pregame 15, 16, and 17. I'm like, from the very beginning, that guy made himself accessible. He hung around with the right people. And when I say that, I'm talking about, like, he really was, like, underneath, like, the John Lester and stuff. Like, watching those guys, like... He learned from the very big, but you're right. He will go in if he does. If he is a Hall of Famer, he is a Philly through and through.
It's
and
interesting Marshall, though, because he is a Cubs legend.
That's true.
I don't think that we talk about enough what happened the last week of September going into October, where it's like, hey, is Kyle Schwarber healthy enough to help you guys in the playoffs? Probably not. Hey, is Kyle Schwarber healthy enough to help you guys in the World Series? Well, we sent him to Arizona to go get a few at-bats.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's leading off in game one of the World Series? Like, that was some legendary stuff. Yeah.
I remember being at Wrigley Field, I think it was a practice before they took off, and seeing Schwarber out there running around hitting, and I couldn't say anything. I think I took a picture, and they were like, if you tweet that out, you will be destroyed, basically. So it was just to see that develop. And you're right, Lawrence, like the amount, like what he did in the World Series, the home run against St. Louis where he puts it in the scoreboard, and just many great. He is a Cubs legend, but way more a Philadelphia legend than a Cubs legend.
And Marshall, like, your feelings are shared by lots of people. That
which part?
The absolute crime that he's not here, and they should have found a spot for him and just made it work.
I'm not even sure that he would have said yes. I'm just saying you've got to make the ask. You've got to make an attempt, which they're really good at, according to what I saw over the weekend with Bob Nightingale.
It didn't get close.
No, I mean just different players, like the whole Zach Gallen thing.
Yeah.
You know, they were close to doing things, and then they were not close.
Close on C's.
Oh, yeah. They're
except they don't want to defer money. So who out of the stars are you now left with even talking to?
It bothers me a lot on the C's thing just because you got someone who signed in Canada knowing that the taxes are going to take a lot of their money away.
The exchange rate, too.
And you couldn't figure out a way to make your deal look enticing to someone who's going to give away 40% of their contract.
And I don't really love Cease. Cease's results have not matched his stuff for a good long time.
Kind of feels like he's taking a little copium over there.
No.
How much does he raise the profile of the current Cubs pitching staff?
A lot, but Michael King. I demand Michael King.
Oh, you demand him? So you're demanding him. Let me ask you a question.
I want him. I demand him.
Put a percentage on it. What are the percentage chances you will get what you demand?
Well, that's a different question,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Why are you demanding things you know you can't have?
Because this is what we do. Why were you saying that there's a spot for Schwarber when there was no chance we're going to do that?
Because he wants
him. We live in both worlds.
No. I'm saying there's a spot for Schwarber. My whole thing was
there's a spot for Michael King.
There is a spot for Michael King. But with Schwarber, at least, it was like, do you have $30 million a year to pay the man? And if you don't, why don't you? Oh, wait. How much are you paying Shota again?
Well, that's what they're going to do with Michael King. They're going to have to give Michael King at least 25. They might have to give him 30 on a shorter AAV. But if that's the man you want, you go ahead and you get that man.
Find this man.
Jed was totally believable in what he said about Shota.
Dude, I'm just not buying it.
I think the thing that concerns me is, how badly are you guys evaluating the market if that was the case? Right?
Market's moving
and
fast.
And frankly, go back to the trade deadline. How did you evaluate? Who's evaluating the market for you? Where they were that off?
Or are you saying that you have one perspective when all your actions are showing that you have a different perspective? Were you in go for it mode when you traded for Tucker, and did that mode get bought? Did that mode go away when you got your extension?
What changed?
Ooh, spicy.
Did your aggression?
What changed?
Well, his contract extension at the top of the baseball operations department changed, didn't it? It was his aggression bought just before the deadline with that interestingly timed extension, and then all of a sudden they didn't go for it, and here they are still not.
I will don't see go you crazy. And raise you Dave Dombrowski again, because, you know, Dombrowski is known for making a trade like a Kyle Tucker deal, for example.
Yeah, but he's freaking relentless.
But that's it. Like, he doesn't stop there.
What he does
so,
is...
like, he goes whole hog.
But who's David Dombrowski's owner?
That's it. He knows.
Let's just go straight to the top.
He leaves ownership groups when they don't let him be who he wants to be.
And that's how every front office person, if they really, really wanted to double down, dial down all of it, dig in, however you want to say it. Once your ownership doesn't let you do what you want to do, go find another team. And guess what? If you're good enough, you'll find another team.
I mean, look, his negotiations are his, and it's personal what it is that you want or what you need it. But I feel like before Jed signed to that extension, he should have done something for baseball operations and be like, hey, I'm going to sign, but only if you guys make the promise that the spending isn't going to stop. Because at that point, he was in a position to call his shot. The Cubs were playing well. They were in first place. There may have been other organizations that would have wanted Jed Hoyer at the top of theirs. I hate the idea that he might have sold his aggression away for a contract extension without putting on the back end of it, guys, if I'm going to stay here, we have to make sure that we're competitive.
In this year where it's a go-for-it year because of the CBA, now it's not a go-for-it year because of your own personal contract, but it should still be a damn go-for-it year.
You defined your window when you decided to trade for Kyle Tucker knowing he was going to be a free agent at the end of the year. When he got hurt, other teams, when players get hurt, will trade for more. You know, see the Astros 2 years ago, for an example. When their pitching staff got hurt, they got out and they traded for more starting pitching, the biggest names in the business. The Rangers did the same thing.
It reminds me of the Colts right now, having traded for Sauce Gardner, then their quarterback gets hurt. So let's go get Phillip.
They knew their window. And here's my concern now, is that you can't pay people in red and blue. You can't pay people in Wrigley Field. It is a reward for playing there. But the Dodgers, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Mets, and the like have decided to pay everybody in green. And green for years longer than their contracts and their careers have extended. Mm-hmm. So now, is it either the Cubs market or is it the rest of Major League Baseball's market as to what you're playing in?
They're that's waiting right. for Michael King to come back to the Cubs
right.
market.
I know that's right.
When you've decided to make the intangible tangible, then that overrides everything for these other teams. Edwin Diaz just got $23 million a year today.
From the Dodgers. Like, they needed help.
how about them always adding on?
Yes. Saying, hey, we did well. Let's do even better next year.
Evil Empire.
Here's... No, that is crap.
That is awful.
No, it isn't. Yeah, it is crap.
That's how I feel.
Are they evil if they pay their employees?
They're evil just like the Yankees were evil back in the day.
He's anti-worker.
It's fine. They're not evil because they're taking the money that they're bringing in and they're actually putting it back into the baseball product, which is what every organization should be doing.
But in every walk of life.
Some of them, we just allow them to not put it back, and then we allow them to give us this nonsense that the Dodgers are somehow evil because they're actually doing the thing that baseball teams should be doing.
And all organizations, regardless.
This ownership group for the Dodgers is deferring 40% of all their costs to some other ownership group down the road.
That's fine.
And winning.
It's them knowing what profit they're going to make later.
And making that money back.
And still paying the players to do it. Whether that money is in 2025 or in 2037. That's what they're doing.
Show it.
Here's what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Bears.
There is a lot of Bears on today's show. In fact, a former Bear is on the show. Matt Forte will join us at 3 o'clock. Kaylin Kaler was there at Bears-Packers. She's going to join us at 3:25. Matt Bowen, former Packer, he's going to be on the show at 4 o'clock. Pete Futak, FIUTAC, is going to be on the show at 5:25. We've got more things to discuss. Spiegs would like to take a piece of Jed Hoyer. We are going to allow for him to do that. All that is coming up, but when we return, we will talk about this Bears-Packers game. And we'll talk about why it hurts a little bit more than a regular loss. That's next after Tanny's Open here on The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.